An Alliance police sergeant on administrative leave faces new charges. Ethan Griffith was arrested Tuesday on a felony count of endangering children. He allegedly hit a 4-year-old boy at White House Fruit Farm in Canfield Sunday. Police said the incident occurred as the boy was visiting his mother and Griffith, who is her fiance. The blows reportedly left marks on the boy's face. Griffith is charged in Mahoning County Court in Sebring. Austintown police say Griffith was arrested June 7th after crashing a pickup truck and leaving the scene. He faces multiple charges. City officials say Griffith was off duty and on vacation at the time of the incident. Canton police are investigating after gunfire struck a home early Tuesday. Officers say the shooting happened between 4:30 and 5:18 at a home in the 1600 block of Roland Avenue Northeast. According to a police report, multiple bullets hit the house, damaging a window, a couch, a television, and a railing. Three people were listed as victims, including two young children. No injuries were reported. Canton police say an 80-year-old man who went missing over the weekend has been found safe. Sam Gilmore was last seen Saturday afternoon walking to Woodlawn Market in Jackson Township. Police had asked for the public's help locating Gilmore, who was last known to live on Roberts Avenue Northwest. No other details have been released. North Canton-based Diebold Nixdorf is reporting second quarter growth. The maker of ATMs and point-of-sale checkout systems says revenue grew more than 1% year-over-year to $930.8 million, while orders increased 3%. Diebold Nixdorf reports net income rose 28%, adjusted earnings increased 8%, and earnings per share grew 33% compared to the second quarter of last year. Retail business saw more than 20% growth for the second straight quarter, with sales improvements across all regions. CEO Octavio Marquez says the results keep the company on track to reach its full-year 2026 financial targets. Lake Township trustees approved the demolition of an unsafe building. Board authorized the demolition of a vacant house at 3574 Pine Street Northwest Monday and ordered nuisance abatement at two properties on Shoshone Avenue and Kane Street for overgrown vegetation, garbage, and debris. Trustees also swore in Daryl Clater as a new full-time Uniontown police officer, hired Andrea Walters as a part-time police dispatcher, and approved more than $386,000 in expenditures. They also authorized the roughly $129,000 purchase of a new road department truck chassis. A motorcyclist was taken to a Youngstown hospital after a crash this morning in Hanover Township. Highway Patrol says it happened on Route 30 near Lindesmith Road around 7:30. A medical helicopter was called to the Hanover Township garage, where EMTs transported the victim before the flight to the hospital. Their condition and details of the crash were not available. An investigation is underway. The Columbiana County Board of Elections has a new member. Peggy Caratelli of East Palestine was sworn in Tuesday to fill the remainder of the term of Greg Smith of Salem, who resigned in May. The term expires in February 2029. Caratelli was recommended by the County Republican Party and appointed by the Ohio Secretary of State. She has volunteered with the County Board of Elections since 2020 and serves as treasurer of the County Republican Party. The village of Sebring is without a manager after Chris Frazier's departure from the position. He was hired in March to replace Tim Gabrelsik, who resigned to pursue other opportunities. Frazier declined to comment about his exit, and Mayor David Wright did not return phone calls seeking comment. Village Council held a special meeting July 21st, including an executive session to discuss the appointment, employment, discipline, promotion, demotion, compensation, or investigation of a public employee. It's not clear whether that session was connected to Frazier's status. A 4-year-old child has died after a single vehicle crash on Route 224 in Poland. The Highway Patrol says an SUV left the road around 5:15 Tuesday afternoon, hit an embankment and a tree before stopping in a culvert. A 61-year-old driver and two children were taken to the hospital. Troopers say none of the occupants were properly restrained and drug impairment is believed to be a factor. The crash is under investigation. A Youngstown man accused in a July 2022 kidnapping case will not face a duplicate charge in municipal court. Officials dismissed an additional kidnapping count against 35-year-old Terrence Machen because it matched a charge already pending in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. Machen was recently arrested after 3 years as a fugitive. He's charged with kidnapping, felonious assault, and aggravated robbery. He remains jailed on a $750,000 bond. A Mahoning County judge has scheduled an August 4th hearing after issuing a temporary protection order against Clerk of Courts Michael Saccone. The order requires Saccone to stay away from his wife and children and surrender any weapons. The order stems from allegations that he drove away during a child custody exchange in Austintown with their 5-year-old child inside the car. No criminal charges have been filed. A federal judge has denied an attempt by former Trumbull County Recorder Todd Littell to amend his lawsuit against current Recorder Don Zinni Hanai and Judge Mark Hanai. Littell accuses the two of defamation, civil conspiracy, and abuse of political authority stemming from his loss to Zinni Hanai in the November 2024 election. The defendants deny the claims. The judge ruled Littell's amended complaint was filed after the deadline, but his attorney is asking for permission to move forward. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.